Reichman University.
Stop, bro. What are you doing? Stop. No. Who are you messaging?
Someone.
I bet you it's Canary.
It is Canary. You're reading my
Canary?
Phone.
Canary. Raffy.
From Florida.
Gina from South Africa.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Raffy Solomon?
Raffy.
Gina.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
That's so good. You finished your last exam today, right?
Yesterday.
Sorry. Apologies. Okay. And you're going to Prague.
Tomorrow.
Oof. Exciting.
Very exciting.
Don't worry, guys. We have pre-recorded episodes. We won't leave you hanging again because we know that Audioversity gives us the opportunity to give you a podcast that is an alternative to therapy.
That it is.
Exactly. We have a very special guest with us today that we will introduce very, very shortly.
Some would say the most special.
Wow, that's honestly, I think that's accurate.
Big honor.
Yep. I think maybe she'll even have a return in an episode.
Who knows?
You'll have to listen to find out more. And let's get straight into it. We have here a very good friend of mine, Shavit.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Shavit, just quickly, like, tell us where you're from, what are you studying, what have you studied, your age.
My name is Shavit. I am 30 years old, and I don't really know why that's relevant, but YOLO.
Oh my God, that's so 2016.
That's when I was your age. Kind of. I'm studying an MBA in healthcare innovation here at Reichman.
But you're Dr. Shavit.
I am. I studied in South Africa. I studied naturopathy, which is a
made up word.
It is.
All words are made up. It's true.
It's a form of alternative complementary medicine. And yeah, Rafi and I are in sync. We're best friends now. And cool. Yeah, essentially
Sorry, Gina. Stole her.
You know what? Don't you hate it when pet peeves? And that is a new pet peeve of mine.
Stealing best friends. We can all be best friends.
Gina would not appreciate that.
I think we've got a lot to get into. And Raffy.
Yes, I do.
Raffy is so passionate about this.
There's a few things that make me, even when I think about it, like physically shiver. Everyone knows flip-flops and Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
or as the Aussies call it, thongs, which...
Thongs, that's something
that's,
different.
That's, wow. Come, guys, switch on.
And obviously, I assume you've both been to water parks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so you know the, like, almost squeaking sound of when... It's like, it's really tough.
Basically, what you're not seeing...
I can't explain
Raffy's like spasming.
I physically shiver when I think about this sound.
Raffy,
for
like
no
mulch.
Reason.
What you it's guys horrible. Aren't seeing is Raffy
no, the
is...
Like mulch, like playground mulch is what I'm used to. Like, that's fine.
Raffy is physically tensing up.
Sand.
And he's spazzing out.
Like the cement slabs, like the, you know, walkway that's like sands all over it and it's wet. And the like squeak the flip-flops make. Like, I actually walk around water parks like an autistic kid, like who has like sensory issues, holding my ears. Like, oh my God, it's the worst.
No, and that's not a mean thing. Like, that's what you do.
That's what it is.
But
my niece has one of those headphones.
Are they noise cancelling?
They're not noise cancelling. They're just like headphones without the actual wire that she puts on when we like sing and stuff for like birthdays.
So it's a little quieter.
Yeah. She's also 2.5. So.
Yeah, that's me with flip flops.
Raffy is like physically tensing up and his neck. You're spasming
when
out.
When it really happens.
Can you stop?
If I'm
this
walking
is a safe
by.
Place.
Listen, it's a pet peeve for a reason. It gets me going. But like if I walk by someone and they're walking with these flip flops and I hear like the squeak.
What does the squeak sound actually, like? Do it. I believe you can do it, Raffy.
Nah, I couldn't. Because it's like the sand in it, too, gives it that. That's nowhere near it. What was that?
We're not all talented like you, Raffy.
Right.
Why is he the talented one?
Because I can make the sound of a lawnmower.
Like... You know what?
Fuck, I have to show someone.
That's very impressive.
Thank you. I practice.
I found a new pet peeve.
Is it Rafi as a whole?
Excuse both of you.
I love you, Rafi.
I know.
Say it back. Or I will get out this channel.
I love you too, Gina. What would I do without you?
Pet peeves. No, this is a very common one, and I'm sure most people can relate to it. But when people are walking and you...
Just when people are walking.
Enough.
Stop walking.
Go home.
Why aren't you crawling in a real bear?
I'm sorry they walk. I'm sorry I walk. Should I run? Run, crawl, jog, fly.
Which is like take like gigantic steps instead of walking. You're just like...
So you know
I
how...
Gallop. That's true.
Should I walk better? Should I like sidestep?
You can't.
Shuffle? I moonwalk everywhere.
Maybe if you didn't interrupt me, this would make more sense.
All right. Why do you hate people that walk? No. Let's get into it.
People who walk in the middle of like a path, there's not a lot of space to overtake them, and they're walking so fucking slow.
Yeah.
I literally will gladly take off my shoe and put you in the
I have head. Something to add to this, especially in Israel.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but a lot of people here just not very like spatially aware.
No, I agree. And also now that I've been here for like the 3-4 months that I've been here, like it irritates me even more.
The amount of people in this country that just like stop in the middle of like a tight walkway where like they block all the traffic. Just I don't understand it. I want to get violent. If I stop to stand somewhere, like I'm doing something on my phone, like I don't know, I walk somewhere that like I'm not in people's way. Like it's not that
you
hard.
You move to the side.
It happens like every day in this country. Wow. I cannot explain it.
But you're also American, so you see these things.
I'm American. I'm Oriental. Like I don't know. I know what's going on around me. Like,
I'm Oriental.
Aware of Oriental. It also means aware of your surroundings. That's interesting. Not just the.
How old are you?
Not very.
What? What? I'm How just old are you? Not very.
19.
Okay, so you finished school like last year.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a baby.
Excuse you.
Gina,
you're like 4 feet
I finished school
tall.
In 2022. Shut up.
I finished school in 2011. Dead silent.
When you're in the airport, okay, and you know those like moving floor?
The conveyor belt thingies.
Oh, yes.
They make
moving
you go,
floor. Like.
They make you go faster, right?
Yeah.
And you get that one person who's in the middle.
Standing.
Yes.
Still.
And you can't.
On their phones, with their headphones on.
Oh.
So you go, excuse me, and you slap them off the way.
No, I go, slicha, bitch. Or on the airplane, you know that when everything, like they turn off the lights and you want to sleep, there's that one person with their light on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. I really just
on the buses too. When someone like keeps the light above them on. When
why
like,
do you
when
need that light?
When it's late at night and all the lights are off because it's like a night bus and this one person just like has their light on. Like,
oh, wow. Go can you just?
Go I hate you.
It's like be on your phone like the rest of us.
Be
it's got a
yes.
light.
You degenerates.
What are you gonna do? Put that light on and read? Like
on your
get
phone.
On your phone.
Scroll through Instagram through like a cool person.
Get in the times. Come on.
I actually do read on my phone.
You barely don't turn on your light.
That's fine. Like, at least you're still on your phone. You're not so estranged.
Exactly. Be
degenerate
cool
like
with the
rest
young
of us. No, pet peeves. You wait. Shall we put your pet peeve? If you tell me you have none, I swear.
No, of course I have pet peeves. I just, I resonate
Any
a lot
Any that
with...
make you shake or just
What,
me?
Rafi, I know for a fact you have more that make you shiver and shake.
There probably is something else. But like... I'll get back to it if I think
okay.
of it.
Okay. All right. Sorry, you were saying.
I mean, like Bakhtana, when people put milk in my coffee for me, it's a huge pet peeve. And I know that like might sound a bit weird, but I have a very specific amount of milk that I like in my coffee.
Fair.
And
that's fair.
It really
too
is,
much
like, ruins
like, too
my
much
coffee.
Too much can ruin it.
Yeah. It ruins
For me,
it.
That's irrelevant, so I don't understand.
That's fair. We're allowed to have differences. It's how life works.
On a similar note, some people, like, they'll ask if I want a coffee. Like, okay, sure, they'll give it to me. And they'll already have put soy milk in, which, look, I'm not hating on people who drink alternative milks, even though it's kind of weird. But I'm allergic to soy.
Oh, are
so
you?
That
You're
just
allergic
doesn't
to
work.
So he's allergic to horses, cats, dogs, peanuts.
Yeah, none of them are severe at all, but, like, I just am.
But why would someone give you soy milk instead of normal milk? That's like a weird thing to do.
Did
when you haven't
ask?
Asked for it.
No. So, like, it was an accident.
They
like,
didn't
They just
ask,
didn't think because that's how they make their coffee.
Wait, so they didn't ask you what milk you wanted and then proceeded to put soy milk in?
Yeah.
That's lame.
Stupid.
Like, you, like look, the default
was,
is normal
milk. It was
milk.
An innocent mistake because, look, at the end of the day,
an
if you're used to making coffee one way, you're going
to
make it again. Like,
maybe they were trying to kill you.
Oh. Maybe it was planned.
Maybe it's a...
almost got assassinated via soy milk. That's an embarrassing way to go out.
That's a pet peeve.
That's God. An ick if someone dies from fucking soy milk. That's what it is. That's horrible.
Raffy has a new pet peeve.
New pet peeve. People who poison me. I hate that.
That's so worse when that happens.
I hate it being poisoned.
I know I keep coming back to it, and I promise this is the last time, but I really, if you're one of those people that walk in the middle of the path.
No, it's annoying. This is the worst.
I literally will throw a shoe. I will throw a shoe at you. I will push you. I don't care your age.
You should keep that very old.
All right, look, I'm not throwing anything at a 90-year-old. That's, you know. Unless they really deserve it.
If you know that you are going to walk slow, move.
It's true. She has a point.
Do you know what I do when I know that I'm not going to be a fast walker? I move to the side.
Because you're considering
kind. Because I am a functional human being in society. Okay, listen here, buddy.
Borderline. You're a human.
You're just
in society. I guess. Like, that's as much.
Degenerate human.
Do you know what? I'll give you another pet peeve that maybe you'll relate to is when people don't, like, let you go off of something before they get on, like, the bus, the lift. People do it in the lift here all the time.
What do you mean?
So, you know, like,
if you're in the lift, okay, I'm in the lift.
Also, people interrupt.
Oh my God, don't even talk to me about Israelis and interrupting. If I'm in the lift and you're waiting for the lift and you don't let me get out of the lift before you come in, it's so annoying. And people do it all the time.
You do that.
Do you do that?
I don't think so.
People do it on the bus.
No, I don't. I let everyone out first
do it
before
like,
I go
I'll
in.
Do it on accident, but I'll correct myself. Like, I'm like, okay, flip no, there's sure. someone there, and then I'll walk back.
If I don't see because I'm on my phone, like the cool kids, then...
Yeah. Like the degenerates.
Then, and I start to get on, and then I'm like, oh, whoops, they're people. Like, I'll step back. But it's like, don't, like, I want to get out the lift. Let me... It's just like common courtesy. No, okay.
No, totally fair. I get that a lot.
Also, what happens a lot with the elevators here is like, you know, it gets down to the bottom floor and someone, you know, the elevator, they clicked they're going to whatever floor. So the elevator comes in. So they immediately start walking into it as the door's opening. They
just
don't even look to
second.
See if someone's inside.
Yep.
And you guys just collide.
If you correct yourself, like, that's
like,
fine.
I always, whenever the elevator's down, I like wait a sec to see if there's anyone in there and then I go in. Like, but some people just walk in immediately and like if someone's
see,
right there,
you
you're
see
just
what
gonna
the
hit
core issue is? The core issue is walking.
People who walk. Done.
Yeah.
That sounds so
people
bad.
Who walk.
We're done
suck.
With you.
People who walk and then suddenly become stationary, that's the worst.
Killer. Israelis are the worst at interrupting.
Okay, this is something that...
Look, we can make this whole podcast just shitting on Israelis. Like, every episode is like...
I'm Israeli, so let's just...
So we won't shit on
down.
This Israeli.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So...
Everything's a bad piece.
Someone called me ma'am and I was like...
Why is that an issue?
Oh my God, I hate it when people call me ma'am. It makes me
See,
feel
that probably
so
happened, that
yeah,
probably
it makes
happened.
You feel old.
That probably happens
that.
To her a lot.
Oh, no,
like,
someone
no,
calls
like,
me sir.
It,
I'm like,
I was like 24 and I went to Bootlegger in Cape Town.
This was a few weeks ago. I got called ma'am.
I'm about to say that was 24 a few weeks ago.
Settle, ma'am.
No, and this guy was like, thank you, ma'am. And I'm like, bruh, you're older than me. Don't call me ma'am. I didn't say it like
Look,
that.
Look, I think his intentions were pure. No, no, that actually
Israelis are known to be very like, I understand that very direct, very forward. It's your culture. I think you guys don't beat around the bush. You get straight to the point. Cool. But you also need to learn something called social etiquette.
Yes. Oh, my God. There's this group of Israeli boys that I don't know what they moved in near my sister in Jerusalem. And at like 2 a.m.
Do they have gold chains? Like
probably. At like 2 a.m. every morning, they're all storming the street. This like group of 10, 12 boys. Wearing all the same Nike tech, full, like, you can already picture every single one of them.
Literally,
and the names.
And when someone's Uri, Omer, Adi.
I was leaving my friend's yeshiva, going to my sister's house. It's literally a minute walk at, like, 2 in the morning. And I see them all walking the street. And all they do is they yell and whistle at 2 in the morning. And one of them was yelling at me, telling me to come with them. Like, what the, what is
They're
happening?
They're inclusive.
If only that's like what it was. They're degenerates. Ghetto, and they're wow.
They're degenerates. You quite are not group. One of them.
Thank you. No, Israelis do like to interrupt.
Yeah,
I was speaking with.
That's why I finished.
You guys have some dynamic.
That's why I fit in. I've got a terrible habit of interrupting.
Yeah, oh you God. Do.
Me too. Horrible. Not like necessarily interrupting, but like finishing people's sentences.
Well, it saves time.
It saves time, and then I'm wrong. And it's
like, oh, no, that's like, terrible. Not ever. Anyway, sorry, you were saying.
No, so I was with like three friends. So one is like a really good friend of mine. And the two other girls were her friends.
Okay.
And we were talking about something, and I kept speaking, and I had a bit more like expertise on the topic we were talking about, and the other friend kept interrupting, giving her opinion, and like, she was so wrong all the time, and me being like the polite South African, I would just shut up and not talk, and then my friend would be like, wait, let Shavit finish, and I was like, yes, because your friend is talking rubbish.
Also, like one-uppers politely
same
don't one-up me when
I'm a one-upper.
Me no, too. But that's, I'm more that's, of a one-upper than you.
You wish.
Okay. Settle this elsewhere. That's
arm wrestle?
No, but like I get that. Israelis do interrupt. Also, Israelis, like, I don't know if this is...
I would like to point out, smoking is very big in Israel. And
pet peeve. Smoking is a pet peeve.
I don't smoke. Like, cigarettes, not my thing. I think it's kind of gross, but whatever. Like... my sister's apartment, she's on the fourth floor, and there's like obviously a stairwell down.
Fall down?
There's this Israeli kid that, like, him and I think his dad or whatever, like, they're like the cleaners. So they clean the inside. And one time we went outside, reeked of cigarettes. He's in the tiny hallway across my, in front of my sister's apartment, smoking a cigarette indoors. And my sister's husband goes up and is like, what are you doing, dude? You're smoking right outside of our door. Like, were you thinking? And he's like, oh, I don't know what I was doing. And then ashes it at the door.
No.
Hey!
Like, right in front of the door.
I would be in jail.
He's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. And just starts ashing it, like, on the right in front of the door. Like, oh, where is your brain going?
No. Where is just, your social
just
etiquette?
Just take it downstairs, smoke outside. Like, why did you have to smoke inside? Go down the elevator three floors and smoke outside. Like it was not that hard.
Social etiquette. Like, honestly, I don't understand. Like, yeah, we joke around, oh, they have such chutzpah. No, that's just disgusting.
Yeah, just gross.
I was on the plane on the way back here, right? Okay. Now, like, whatever. Like, I understand, like, sometimes we share the same armrest. That's fine. Whatever. That's not just... But if your knee, like you, the guy I was sitting next to
you. Don't manspread.
No, he didn't even manspread. 10 times worse. His knees were like, you know how the armrest, you kind of use that as like a boundary, like an invisible line all the way.
Absolutely.
Like you don't cross that. Like there's that unspoken rule.
Yeah.
His knees were all the way on my side.
Of course.
And I had no space. They were. And then he turned to face me like this. Like, if you do that accidentally in your sleep, fine. But he was doing that to get comfortable, and he was just, like, in my space.
No. She slapped him.
And then his mouth was slightly open.
Oh, no. Put something in it.
And his poison, breath stank.
Find a little bug and just...
No,
I just stared at him.
No, Gina staring is actually freaky.
It is quite creepy. No, but speaking of smoking and Israelis with no
social
etiquette.
Stop trying to freak her out. I see you just staring now.
I'm used to this. When I think my sister was pregnant, or she had her child and she was like a baby, and we were on the beach here in
beach?
Tel Aviv.
Ah, there you go.
I think Gordon. I can't remember. And we were sitting at like that coffee shop or the restaurant or whatever, and there was a group of guys smoking. And she was like, listen, hi, do you mind stop smoking? I'm pregnant, or I have my child,
that's
my baby.
Valid.
And they were Canadians. So obviously they were like, yes, of course, no worries.
I love Canadians.
Out, whatever. We did the same thing with Israelis, and they were like, nah.
Yeah, they're just
your baby's going to become one anyways.
They're going to forget.
Like, it's funny to say this, because I would never consider America as like a polite country, but like in comparison to people in Israel, America 100%. Is so nice.
Yes. Wow,
like,
wow.
The people
wow.
here are just rude.
South Africa?
No, but Americans are like sometimes like overly polite.
No, right. That's Canadians.
Like they'll be like, no, America. Americans will be like, yeah, totally, no worries. Like, it's so chill, when
okay,
it's really not.
No one likes those girls.
All guys.
I don't know. I rarely ever meet
he
guys.
He could have
like
just
that,
had a high voice.
I don't like those either.
Maybe where you're from in Florida.
Yeah.
Boca Air.
Boca
Raton.
True.
Impressive.
God's waiting room.
Like, just social etiquette. Like, also, Israelis, I was in the Ben Gurion airport, like, when I was leaving to go to South Africa. I'm not going to, this man, okay? Like, there was a long queue. Pushed in front of, like, a bunch of people. And then he got to me and a person behind me. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, but, I said, but nothing. Back up. And then he was like, his suitcase kept bumping into me because he was trying to get so close to the front.
Israelis driving on the roads.
Oh my God.
Is different.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Like in America, you want to switch lanes. They slow down. You switch lanes.
Oh,
here,
don't.
It's like, wait, you want to get in front of me?
Oh, God no.
That's not going to happen.
And then they speed
you
up.
Merge?
It's always fast and furious. Like, My sister's lived here 7 years. She said, like, people in, like, if you need to go to the right lane to merge, people in the right lane would rather miss their exit than let you in front of them.
They would rather
furious
die.
Is based like, on Israeli crazy. Driving. I can't.
Did you say fast and furious?
Fast.
Do not let your South African accent slip.
Sorry, I apologize.
Can't be friends with you otherwise.
That's a pet peeve. I've noticed that my pet peeve gets more triggered here.
Yeah.
Being in Israel.
Oh, I've got a pet peeve. Lisps. Lisps are my pet
peeve. That's unfortunate. I feel bad for people who have lisps. You know? It's not like their fault.
It's so problematic because a lot of Israelis.
It's also
like
the toughest word to say if you have a lisp.
I know.
It's like dyslexic people having to spell dyslexic.
Like, I used to go to this physio.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I used to go to this physio when I was in like high school. And I came to. No, a physiotherapist. And I went to. Came to my parents and I was like, I cannot go to this guy because he has a lisp and I can't take him seriously. I stopped going to him.
It's sad, but it's true. Like, it is. It's that much harder to take someone with a lisp seriously.
Imagine if
like it's not their fault.
Imagine a teacher disciplining you and they had a lisp.
Like, listen here. Like, no, it's like I don't know.
So you've got two types of lisp. At least I think it's two. There's the one like that we're all talking about, which is like the S, the th.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also like a lateral lisp, like where people be like, I went to China.
Also, like people that can't enunciate like the R's.
How do you do?
Well, the thing is, like sometimes it's natural in the language, it's like ours.
No, but I'm saying like
if they have a speech impediment,
right?
Example?
Like a Hawa movie.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's a child.
Hawa movie.
No, I met someone once who like he just could not he had couldn't pronounce his R's and it wasn't like a rhotic R. It was just
the
like
the thing is like the people that have the lisp with the R or the speech impediment like Hawa movie sounds like so childish.
Yeah.
Like the R being like a W sounds like a child.
Yeah. Ugh. No, absolutely.
My parents threw me into speech therapy.
I also went to speech therapy.
Yeah.
But I went because I didn't know enough words in English because my parents didn't speak English at home.
I didn't go to speech therapy. I was yawning.
Okay, Raffi, I have a question. Okay, toxic masculinity, I think, is every woman's pet peeve, and if it's not... Yeah,
Who are ya?
Speechless. Raffi, what are your thoughts on toxic masculinity?
Toxic masculinity, I'll translate.
Pet peeve right there. Fumbling words. What are my thoughts on toxic masculinity?
Oh, can I tell you a pet peeve as a South African? And I don't... Okay, here's the thing. People don't believe that I'm actually from South Africa.
Because you look like a Swedish god. Yes.
A Swedish god?
Goddess.
Yes. Goddess.
The amount of times when a guy asks me where you're from, and they go, but you're what? I'm like, oh, is this a reference to the movie? Like, and I thought they were joking, like it's a reference to the movie.
Do they not know South Africans are white? Like,
Raffi, I'm being so serious with you. Like, I really, like, okay, talking, wow. It, like, really, like, I don't know whether to blame them or the education system. But we're going to blame them because...
I would blame them because I learned it.
Social etiquette is not something that Israelis
have.
No,
but like, why would you say that?
No, they just hear African and I don't think they know the difference between South Africa and
No, so
Africa,
that's my pet peeve is people thinking Africa is a whole country.
It's a continent.
It's a continent. It's not a country. And I had a lecturer who was like, oh, in the country of Africa.
That is a huge pet peeve when
wow.
I see these videos online of people are like, oh, name three countries and they name like three cities. I'm like, oh my God, you cannot be like that stupid.
Like, literally.
Like I know people really crap on Americans with their like geography,
no,
but like,
yeah.
it's not most of us. I promise. Most of us can point to a lot of countries. Like,
I really like, and I can't understand if they're being serious and if they like, assuming that they are because it looks serious. I'm like, wow, this country, this world's going to shit.
Yeah, there's just too many people like,
and too many snow fucking walkers.
Just people who walk.
Also, Israelis are loud. And I know...
Oh my God, they don't have an inside voice.
Okay, now I know I'm very loud. If you know me in person, yes. I am.
If you don't know Gina in person, I feel sorry for you.
Lucky.
It's like the angel and the devil.
Gina is very loud. However, you're only loud like when something funny happens, because then you laugh and then like
because
your
then
decibel
I make sure
level
it doesn't
increases.
Happen to me. They go, oh, I heard you. I just didn't find it funny. No, I'm going to make sure everyone hears me.
No, oh, but and, like, they heard you.
I went for like dinner yesterday with a friend, and there was a table like not close to us, but not far. I could hear their whole conversation.
Yeah, no,
I don't
loud.
Care
so
about
loud.
Your conversation. And these weren't kids. Well, they weren't teenagers. Grown adult women.
Yeah,
in
but
their
some
50s.
Grown adult
no,
women
I don't
are
care.
In their 50s. It's fine. I'm
in
not going to defend them.
And they were like, you know, and I'm like, shut up. I don't care. Oh my God. And like, and that draws attention. And then they go like, and I'm like, okay.
So my thing is, when you're hearing that, you hate it. But when you're that person, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I...
No, but these people are that always.
No, like, but it's like a constant thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not...
It's not just at
not,
the restaurant.
And it's also in places. It's in a movie or a plane. Oh.
No, yeah, fair. Fair.
I haven't been to a movie yet here, but if they talk, I could be very mad.
Or when they're on a bus and the bus is very quiet and it's like fairly late and you can read the room. Shut
and read
up.
On your phone.
Yes.
Yes, you read on your phone.
Like if you can read a room, and like even I don't
you
do
really
that.
You can't read a room.
That's what I'm thinking.
They must. Care. They must. Or they just generally don't care, and that's a pet peeve. Like yeah. I understand the attitude you shouldn't care, but also be social etiquette, decent human being. It all comes down to one.
Yeah, it's not just like of what people wow, think wow, of wow. you. It's how you're affecting other people.
Can I play devil's advocate with this though?
Yeah, of course.
So maybe their idea of
well, shut
you
it
just
down.
Roll your eyes at me.
Yes.
No, I was like, we'll what's, this,
it's
what's this?
We'll,
devil's
and I, see, Raffy and I we team up. We'll shut you down. Go on.
Don't be rude.
Okay.
No, so maybe their idea of decent human decency and social etiquette is that exactly. Like, everyone's got a different idea, like, of
well,
what
maybe
it means.
They're just wrong.
And we come from...
No, but
we all come from very relatively more polite cultures.
No, but that's what we're saying is that but they've been raised differently to not have as much etiquette as we
so
do.
So maybe we should step to them.
No, because then the whole world
maybe they
turns
should
to
advance.
Shit.
Advance where?
To decent...
Etiquette-wise.
So etiquette.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Like,
also,
I'm your
no, if you're a smoker, okay?
Just stop or die.
Well, look, they're gonna die. That's this
we're
is
all
no.
gonna die, Rafi. Like,
no, they'll be a little early.
Like, okay,
maybe not.
If you're like
yeah,
necessarily
you're
me,
right.
I won't go close to someone who smokes if I can avoid it because I don't like how it makes my clothes stink. But if I like, I'm having a conversation with you, I'm not gonna walk away. Like, whatever it is, okay? And you blow in my face.
No. My cousin knows if she's smoking, we need to figure out the wind direction.
Either go, yeah, or blow up.
Yeah, no, that's just like disrespectful.
Oh, blow up. That's a good one.
Like, I quit vaping, but when I used to vape,
so cool.
Whoa, Gina.
I used to vape. And
so
then
glad
I
know
to,
you.
I used to like blow up because if I wasn't sure where the wind goes, at least I don't have to risk it. I was so careful of that. And I feel like that's just like have
some manners.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Controversial opinion. Cigarette smoke smells better than any vape.
Do you want to know what also like yeah. really, really gets my gears going?
What gets your gears
going? Is the young teenagers here. Like I'm talking about like they've got like young enough braces. Like they think they're the it factor.
Yeah, these are the kids I'm talking about that holler and whistle at 2 a.m.
And then they see like a girl and they're like,
oh,
I'm
oh
so
my
cool.
God.
And I'm like, yeah. I will throw my clip at you.
But the one that says.
I do that.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I have a clip that says F off. Wow, the slow walking one, I'm sweating.
No,
like,
the slow walking
I...
is horrible, especially if you're on like an escalator and you like, sometimes
oh,
I really need
yes.
to hit a train.
Yes.
So I'm in like the Jerusalem station going down the escalator. Someone's just standing there.
Wow. And then you're like, Sticha, and they're just
Sticha,
like.
And they don't move. Or it's the worst when it's like 2 RCM standing there. You can't Sticha
no,
your way through that because
no.
they'll get offended. I'll be like, oh, excuse me, I need to catch
something.
Oh, what do you mean, man? Oh,
No, but on that note, like in the UK and in some places in Europe, there's like you stand on one side and you walk on the other side. And it's
so
the
that's
best.
What
people
I do.
Have like their uniformed.
Yeah.
You stand on the one side, you walk on the other side. But now that I'm in Israel, I don't do that.
No, I do that
Israeli.
Because I get annoyed with people like you.
Thank you. Love you too.
I really would be in
Let
jail.
It all out.
Wow. No, guys, like, I just.
Thing is, you gotta just conform. Is that not what life is about?
Walk on the side or walk quickly? It's not rocket science.
Or just don't walk at all and sit at home on your butt.
Yes, enough walking. We hate people that walk.
Don't.
Done.
Crawl. Imagine we all crawled.
I can do it.
That's
Have you seen those videos of like these groups of people that crawl into like fast food restaurants and like go into the back, like crawling, like 10 people in a line, and then they crawl out?
No, I'm not from America.
Yeah, it is only in America.
Okay. Right. America.
America.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. Have a amazing day, night, evening, whatever time it is, week, weekend, whatever. And we'll see you next time.
Ciao.
Bye.
Don't you hate it when? The podcast that's used as an alternative to therapy. With Gina Shankman and Rafi Solomon.
Call her Universita Audioversity.
Audioversity, the voice of Reichman University.